Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My thought is that it's more along the lines of, like, if somebody were to say, oh, I could just kill those people. You know, you don't actually, I mean, I never would actually think about killing those people, but it's a turn of phrase, although that is a much more common turn of phrase, like, oh, I could just kill you, then I hate this country.
There's host Nick Reed, who doesn't think there ought to be a big deal made over Adam Levine's comments this week on The Voice when he said, I hate this country. The Adam Levine voice flap. Number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with a welcome to our review of the Talk Radio world. The Countdown Show is on the air, and we're going to go through the items for the week ending Friday, May 31st. The hot hits in Talk Radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com. This week, Adam Levine is in the number 10 spot. Number 9 item on the countdown this week is the Martin/Zimmerman case. Host John Rush and Kelly Nash talking about the building news media hype over this case, which is set to go to trial next month.
You know, we're talking earlier about people wearing the Trayvon Martin t-shirts. I saw two of them today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you?
Just traveling around, getting errands done. Two people walking down the sidewalk wearing Trayvon Martin t-shirts. And they weren't together.
Two separate individuals.
Two separate viewing occasions.
You know, maybe I'm wrong on that. I clearly am wrong. Because to me, the Trayvon Martin thing is just a bunch of media hype. But I have no personal interest in this story. This is as much a hype job, if not more, than the Jody Arias case, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's going to be even more. Now that we've wrapped up Jody Arias, I guess Nancy Grace will meander on down to Florida.
She's going to saunter her cell phone down.
She's taking a little vacation, I'm sure. Because she needs to regain her voice, and then she's going to be down here for this.
I mean, is this even going to be a trial? Because, I mean, there's no way he gets away with this at this point.
I got to tell you something. I just read an article over here. I think the judge has already decided. I mean, they've already done everything but come down with a ruling.
Well, like the judge said, none of his past, whatever Trayvon Martin was, let's just say he was a convicted murderer. That is not applicable to this case.
Yeah, but they're talking. But his attorneys are saying that. They're complaining now that they know the prosecution had information that they should have turned over like a long time ago, that they were just turning over now.
Okay.
So Zimmerman's attorney saying, we need to delay this because I'm still taking depositions on information that has just been released to us by the prosecutor's office.
Well, the prosecutor's office two more weeks.
Yeah, the prosecutor's office. Well, apparently it's like a big bundle. Prosecutor's office is saying, what are you talking about? We turned over that stuff, Your Honor. And the judge is like, forget it. We're going to stay on schedule.
Okay. I noticed today.
But they still haven't received all the information, by the way.
Okay. Mark O'Meara, Zimmerman's attorney. This is what he's hanging his defense on. Please, please tell me there's more. He's very upset that the judge has said that Trayvon Martin's past marijuana use cannot be admitted, at least in the opening statements. Perhaps somehow later on in the if the trial seems to go in that way, maybe we'll allow that. O'Meara says, we have a lot of evidence that marijuana use had something to do with this event. It could have affected his behavior. When I think of people who use marijuana, Dave Matthews Band concert, Fish concert, the one thing that doesn't come to mind, violence. Nobody, you don't see people just going on a killing rampage because they were sitting around smoking a bong.
Not typically.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't read about that very often.
Now, if he was going to fight them over a bag of Doritos or a Twinkie, I could maybe see that one.
Skittles.
Up next, drones, immigration, and Michelle Bachmann. All in the focus when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Ladies, when was the last time you were happy with your body? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance starts causing symptoms like hot flashes, sleeplessness, low energy, irritability, and lack of sexual desire. It's not your fault. And you don't have to let these symptoms reduce your quality of life anymore. Because now we have Ambrin. Ambrin is clinically shown to balance hormones and relieve the uncomfortable symptoms of menopause safely and effectively. In fact, Ambrin is so powerful, we promise you'll love your body body again. Right now, you can receive a guaranteed risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Call now and we'll send it to you today. 1-800-516-7171. And when you call right now, you'll also receive our amazing weight loss program for women over 40, absolutely free. But you have to call now at 1-800-516-7171. That's 1-800-516-7171.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com 4th of July sale. Now through July 4th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
On the countdown this week, the number 8 item is the Pakistani drone attack. Host Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talk to military analyst Mike Lyons about missiles launched from a drone over Pakistan that took out the number 2 person in the Taliban organization.
Two suspected U.S. missiles fired from a drone have allegedly killed 4 militants, including the number 2 Taliban guy near the Afghan border in Pakistan. What can you tell us about this strike?
Well, by killing the number 2 commander of the Taliban of Pakistan, it's a very big hit for the Americans. However, it might be counter to what the president had outlined last week with regard to his new policies with regard to these kinds of strikes. So it tells me that likely the Pakistan government was involved, possibly passed this information to the United States. It was something that the Pakistan government couldn't take care of itself. So the United States comes in and does the job.
And a lot of times, so aren't these plans sort of in the pipeline anyway, you know, already, like, it was already initiated?
I think that given where the president said last week, they could be turned off at any given time, and I think that you would have to have been a good reason for it to continue down this process. I think that we've got to take serious this issue of attacking inside sovereign nations that we're not at war with. And, you know, the president, by speaking as he did last week, saying what we're going to do now, I think by changing the rules midstream, it doesn't look very good on us. So again, I think it's likely the Pakistan government was involved or some other way that we'd let them know this was going to happen.
How quickly can a drone strike be ordered, Mike? Say the president is told terrorist so-and-so is here, but he's only going to be here for an hour. Could we put that drone in the air quickly enough to take care of it?
Yeah, it's likely that it could be, as long as to the point about if it's a pre-approved target, if it's somebody on a hit list that they had already had figured that they wanted to target. The question is to what's the level of intelligence as they know that the person is there. The worst things that happen is they strike and it turns out the person's not there. The collateral damage takes place, civilians are killed. So I think that within an hour, it'd have to be literally eyes on the target. They know that the person, a target, is there, and they could get that in the air, given the fact that there's a drone somewhere in the vicinity.
Immigration reform takes the number 7 spot. Host John and Ken talk to Congressman Lou Barletta of Pennsylvania about what he learned on a recent trip to the Mexican-Californian border.
So you wanted to see the border for yourself? Is that why you came to California?
I did. You know, there's the Gang of Eight is proposing
temporary amnesty indefinitely, and I'm on Homeland Security Committee. I wanted to see firsthand what's happening at the border and what we need to do.
And what did you learn? Because
San Diego's fairly well shut down compared to Arizona and Texas.
It is. They're facing some unique problems now. Actually, I had an opportunity to go down into a tunnel, 80 foot down. It started on the Mexican side of the border, 80 foot down, and it traveled 1,500 feet, and it was meant to actually surface inside a warehouse on the United States side of the border. And this is where the drug cartel were entering the country. But I wanted to meet with the Border Patrol there, and then I'm planning a future trip out to Texas and Arizona to see what we need to do. I think actually what they're doing in Washington is really creating a paper tiger, and that's giving the appearance of strength when in reality what we're doing is weak. We're going to tell the American people that we're going to secure the borders, another promise by the federal government, which they're not going to keep because they're going to give amnesty first.
Yeah, that's a good point, and that's something we always talk about on the show. So in researching the matter, and this time by taking a trip in other ways, do you believe, as the government continually says, the Obama administration and Homeland Security always says, the border has never been more secure?
No, I don't agree with that at all. In our committee, we've had hearings where Border Patrol themselves testified that we don't even know what a secure border looks like. We don't even have the metrics to determine whether our border is secure or not.
The item at number six is Michelle Bachmann retiring. Host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talking about the possible reasons that Michelle Bachmann decided she wasn't going to seek another term in Congress.
Now, the first thing that comes up is, well, it must have had something to do with the quote-unquote investigation. She insists in the announcement that it had nothing to do with the investigation, and that her reason for it is that she's, thinks that 8 years is long enough to serve in Congress. I don't know if that's true. I mean, there's plenty of congressmen that have served longer than 8 years, that's for sure. So we'll see.
And continue to serve.
I know there's a lot of people out there that believe in term limits, especially for Congress, and I believe there are term limits. There's elections every 2 years for people in Congress, pretty much, and that's how you limit their term.
Let's look at it this way. Michelle, she's probably about 30 years old looking at her, so she's got a long career ahead of her. So.
Yeah. Well, you had mentioned that there was some Fox News thing, too, supposedly.
Well, no, there were always rumors before that, she's material for Fox or somebody, some national media outlet.
Well, the best story I can tell is when, the thing that's interesting to me is, and this is new to me, but when we went to the convention, it's very interesting when you realize that somebody said, I don't know who it was, that you can get very famous running for president in this country, whether you win or not. You don't even have to be a primary candidate, let's say. You'd be running in the primaries, but you can become very famous running for president. And I almost didn't believe that until I saw at the convention, whenever Michelle Bachmann was running down Radio Row for whatever reason, there were at least 15 or 20 television cameras behind her, and a number of international reporters and everything else following her around. It's fascinating to me that the media just follows her around like she's the Pied Piper, because she's good press, basically. She gives good ink.
Regarding the retirement announcement, here's an email from John McAndrew, who says, I was listening to your show. You made a comment regarding Michelle Bachmann's announcing that she would not seek re-election. I said, who cares? I did. I said, who cares? Doug Steffen said, who cares? Mr. McAndrew says, I might want to rethink my comments as I was starting to sound like, what difference does it make? Which is what Hillary said. I don't think that was the direction you intended to go and where we need to go as a nation. There are a lot of people in Congress, in my opinion, who ought not to be there. My read on it, just so you get sort of my tone and where I am, is that the number one congressman, most effective congressman, the person that I would like to see stay in Congress forever, is Ron Paul, if that gives you a perspective. Let's see here. Coming up, Rice and Letters and Chinese Hackers. That's up next on the Countdown.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here we go, continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, number five on the countdown. More of these ricin letters. Host Wayne Cabot and Bridget Quinn talking to news reporter Bob Orr about ricin poisoned letters that were sent to President Obama and Mayor Bloomberg.
We're learning more about threatening letters that were sent to President Obama and Mayor Bloomberg. Here's CBS News National Security Correspondent Bob Orr.
The FBI now is looking at three letters, which they believe all came from the same source. They don't know who the source is, but these were all letters postmarked on the same day, May 20th, and sent from the same mail facility, Shreveport, Louisiana. One went to Mayor Bloomberg in New York. One was addressed to the president here in Washington. And another letter, the third letter, was addressed to the mayors against illegal guns, which is Bloomberg's lobbying group based in Washington.
The other common denominator, ricin.
Two of the letters, the one that was sent to the gun group and the one sent to Bloomberg, have tested positive repeatedly for elements of ricin. The letter sent to the president and intercepted by the Secret Service is still being tested. But by all appearances, these letters appear to be the same, and they appear to contain small, low-level amounts of the poison ricin.
If this sounds familiar, it should.
There have been a series of incidents recently involving ricin, and you can't discount the possibility that what we're seeing now might be some copycat efforts. There was a case in Mississippi. A man has been arrested there for sending threatening letters to local and federal officials and congressional representatives. And then there was a case more recently in Seattle, Washington, where a man there also is accused of putting together ricin-laced letters.
Now, no suspects yet, but there are some indicators.
Nobody knows what's behind this, except that the message gives us some clues. Whoever is sending these letters is obviously angry about gun control and the attempts to kind of rein in gun ownership. The message to Mayor Bloomberg, according to law enforcement sources, was quite threatening. Essentially, it said, "You will have to kill me and my family before you get my guns." And what's in this letter, the writer wrote, is nothing compared to what I've got planned for you.
The number four item on the countdown, the Chinese hackers, host Joe Galewski, talking to cybersecurity expert Bill Morgan about this hacking attack from China that targeted American weapons systems.
Well, I guess it's a blow to our defense industry. Chinese hackers have reportedly stolen some very confidential information on highly sensitive advanced weapon systems that we have. Missile defenses, fighter jets, combat ships, you name it, the Chinese have it now, apparently. What do we do about it? They're becoming a pain in the neck now, Bill. Now this is getting serious, right?
It's always been serious, but it certainly gets your attention when you read these reports about all these different missile defense systems that apparently have been compromised to some extent.
Now, what do they know about us?
Well, based on the reports, it appears they know everything. Who knows what they really have and what they really know, and whether this is, propaganda for a variety of reasons. Maybe we allow them to come after what in the industry is called a honeypot, where, you know, it's like a bait card that the police use. And so we could have a little bit of that action going on, where we get to return the favor and open up doors in their, deep in the bowels of their industrial complex.
All in an effort to become a little more competitive with us in terms of defense and military might?
You can argue it's all in the name of national security, this sort of global spy versus spy Mad Magazine thing. But in reality, the bad actors, including the Chinese and others, they've been doing this to our corporations for decades. And it's been a major thorn in the side of especially publicly traded companies, because just protecting their intellectual property has been an ongoing battle that is often a losing battle.
Do we know when we're being hacked, when we get hacked?
You know, the rule of thumb I like to use is if it's plugged in and online, you're hacked.
A Chinese cyber attack, fourth most talked about topic of the week on the countdown. So let's go back to number 10, Adam Levine talking about this country. That's something that has stirred up people. He explained it well, so maybe it's much ado about nothing. The Martin Zimmerman case getting hyped by the news media, number 9. Number 8, the Pakistani drone attack taking out the number 2 Taliban person. Immigration reforms, number 7. Michelle Bachrach retiring, number 6. More Ricin letters in the mail, number 5.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
And more important,
search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's keep going as time is fleeting and the countdown has lots of interesting and important material to get through before we run out of time in this hour. Up to number three, what's going on in Syria this week? Host Greg Knapp talks to Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about what he, the senator, thinks our role should be on the heels of John McCain going into Syria this past week.
Let me get to Senator McCain in Syria because, you know, a lot of my listeners, again, are saying, look, we kind of got involved in Egypt, didn't go so well, really. When we look at the aftermath now with the Muslim Brotherhood and everything, in Libya, still not looking so good. Are we going to do this thing again in Syria? And Senator McCain, I know he means well, but going to talk to these rebels, many of them have actually said on the record, we're aligning ourselves with Al-Qaeda. We don't even know who the good guys and the bad guys are here. What do you think our role is in getting involved with this?
Well, I think the problem with our policy here is now we've waited so long that this is a much harder mess to sort out than it would have been a year and a half ago or 2 years ago. Lots of people have died. Assad appears at this moment to be able to reassert himself. He has weathered some of the international criticism and probably figured out that the international community, starting with the United States, appears not willing to do anything, and trying to figure out now who you deal with, who in the last 2 years have been looking for people who were going to encourage them, and they were often bad people that are not our friends and allies.
So what would you do if you were totally in charge here? What would you do with that situation?
It's hard to say because I would have hoped I would have thought of something to do at a time when it might have been more helpful. Now you've got a real tangled mess to try to get in and figure out, okay, is there anybody here who we can really help? Is there anybody here we can arm? I think one of the best things to do is to create a no-fly zone, which does minimize, if not eliminate, Bashar Assad's real advantage, which is the ability to put planes in the air and drop things on people and shoot at people and spy on people from the air. That's something we could do without putting American lives at risk, but I'd also do everything I could to figure out where the weapons that we know he has, back in a chemical weapons discussion, but we know he has them. We believe he's probably used them. You can't draw a so-called red line like the president did and then just keep moving.
Not do anything about it. Yeah, it's a little Bugs Bunny cartoon.
It hurts your credibility everywhere else in the world, not just in Syria.
Host Jane Foy with Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian from CBS about tensions ratcheting up in Syria.
So, Edward, President Assad was on Hezbollah TV yesterday, is that right?
Almost. Jane, he is supposed to be on their TV station this evening, from what they're saying. He was actually interviewed yesterday, and they leaked this remark to the effect that he said that the first installment of S-300 missiles had arrived, and that the other another installment was imminent. At least that's the explanation on a Lebanese TV, not Hezbollah's TV, but they're the ones that are actually going to air the interview, as well as Iran's English language station. I think probably this is part of a negotiating tactic. Everyone knows that the Russians and the U.S. are trying to negotiate to have this peace conference in Geneva. So by raising the stakes, they also raised the stakes yesterday because the Syrian foreign minister indicated that Assad would not leave until 2014 when his term ends. And he also made it even more problematic by saying Assad was planning to run in 2014. So it's becoming a very, very sticky wicket.
Now, as I understand it, though, Israel says that they're going to blow those missiles sky high. If they move them through Syria, they're going to blow them up.
That was sort of what Israel said. The Israeli defense minister on Tuesday said that the missiles had not arrived. Now, I'm not even sure that Assad is correct in saying that those missiles have arrived. I would assume the Israelis would indicate if they knew they had arrived, if they were coming by ship through the Mediterranean, probably they're being tracked. It's difficult to hide such a cargo, and I think Russia today is not the Soviet Union where the military could ship missiles without people seeing it. So unless it came by air, and I think it's a pretty heavy system, so I'm suspecting it wouldn't be coming in by air. So it's entirely possible that Assad's claim is not true, but we couldn't say that. And if it were arriving, it would be coming along the coast, I suspect, in Latakia.
Well, then how will we know for sure if these missiles, when they land or if they land, how will we know for sure?
I assume that we wouldn't know until they were actually operational, because once they're operational, they're detectable, I believe, by radar. And until they're operational, I suppose their presence isn't really an issue. I mean, they're there, but they're not operational. But of course, the Russians, it's not clear what the Russians are exactly trying to do. They could very well be threatening the sale as a bargaining tactic.
Number two, the continuing focus on the IRS and that scandal that will not go away. That's up next on The Countdown.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Former President Bill Clinton wrote his book, Giving, as an inspiring look at how each of us can change the world. We spoke with him about his own experiences and those of other givers, which represent a global rush of non-governmental, non-profit humanitarian activity.
I met Bono and the Edge and the other guys and you two in Chicago in 1992. I was campaigning for president. We were staying in the same hotel. We had a chance to meet. When I went to Ireland, Bono supported what I was doing in the Irish peace process. So I was there in December of 95, and we had 100,000 people on the street in Dublin. And Bono and the Edge came, and he gave me an autographed, a signed copy of poems by William Butler Yeats, the great, most of us think, the greatest Irish poet. In my second term, we worked very hard on debt relief for the poorest countries. Bono came in and actually personally persuaded Jesse Helms, the very conservative Republican chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, to support our initiative for debt relief for poor countries. And we helped millions and millions of people through this to get jobs, to go to school, to get health care. Then after I left office, he continued to work on AIDS, and I stood up my AIDS project around the world. So we worked on that together. And we just been very good friends. I just came back from Dublin, actually, where I stayed in a hotel that he owns part of. And I had dinner with Bono, The Edge, Ronnie Wood, the Rolling Stones, and the Nobel Prize-winning poet, Seamus Heaney. It was fascinating talking to them.
That's former President Bill Clinton on his book, Giving. There's more online. InsightDailyRadio.org.
Talk Radio in review. Up to the number two item on the countdown this week, the IRS scandal. Host Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson talking to political analyst Jeff Birnbaum about the state of the investigation into the IRS and their targeting of the nonprofit conservative political groups.
Talk a little bit about the Obama administration's, if you will, the initial probe. We know there's more to go, I'm sure, into this IRS scandal. We refuse to refer to it with the word gate. And has it been appropriate so far? Is it on track, do you think? What do you think?
Well, it is multifaceted. There's no question about that. And getting more complicated all the time. Staffers on Capitol Hill are poring over thousands of documents that they got from the IRS trying to figure out where all of this started, who is responsible, and maybe even more importantly, putting together lists of IRS employees that they'd like to talk to and find out more. There's a Justice Department investigation as well, so there's a lot of activity on this subject.
There are a lot of investigations into this. It's not, I think I've seen as many as four different investigations trying to answer the questions that you just put before. Do you think they'll ever come out with a definite, this is what happened, this is who knew what when?
Well, they could get a lot closer than they are now. There's no doubt of that. The head of the division of the IRS in charge of looking into nonprofit status has been suspended, and her name is Lois Lerner, and she is also under some pressure from Congress to go back to testifying. She pled the fifth last week, but she also began giving testimony. She gave an opening statement before she said she wouldn't answer any questions, and some lawyers are wondering whether that she can do that. They say you can't have it both ways. Either you're silent or you're not.
Right.
So there may be an attempt to compel her to testify as early as this week.
Jeff, fast forwarding to the end of this, whenever that might be, and not talking about Ms. Lerner necessarily, since we did just talk about her name, but she's not necessarily the one I'm aiming this question at, but do you see people going to jail on this or just maybe losing their job?
Of Congress citation in addition to misusing some sort of IRS authority. Yes, that's why I think the criminal investigation now residing in the Justice Department in Washington, is a potentially very important probe as well.
Up next here on the countdown is Rita Cosby talking to legal analyst Ed Pozzoli about Lois Lerner, who was the IRS official in charge of the division that targeted conservative nonprofit groups. She's now on administrative leave, and she's getting paid.
Lois Lerner is getting paid. She's on administrative leave. She's the IRS person who oversaw this division that did the targeting of these conservative groups and others. And we're finding out she was asked to step down. No, she doesn't take it, but she's on administrative, but paid administratively, plus some bonuses. It's like only in government, huh?
Well, she's, you know, we saw this. This has been a replay of what occurred when she was with the FEC, and when she did some of that there. And this is a big issue for her. I mean, the fact that she did her opening, you know, legally, I think there's real doubt whether she waived, Rita, to be blunt. I mean, looking at it purely as a lawyer, whether she waived her rights.
Yeah, because she came out there and she made her statement, and then she decided to take the fifth later.
Yeah, but here's the problem. The case law is pretty clear. When she testifies in front of Congress, it's really not a criminal setting. So, as you know, and I know that in a criminal setting, a criminal witness the subject of the investigation doesn't have to take the stand if they don't want, and they have to put. Once they take the stand and they begin to testify, then it's clearly something, the Fifth Amendment is not something they can hide behind anymore. But in the civil setting, and this includes Congress, there's a little bit more latitude provided. She did an opening statement, but there is a tendency under the law to allow this, given every inference, essentially, that she unintentionally, not to let her waive her rights, no matter what she said. That's just the way the law is, that there's a difference, a big distinction between criminal settings and civil settings. And what she was in a civil setting, and there's case law, frankly, that comes out of the kind of the McCarthy hearings about unintentionally waiving your Fifth Amendment. And generally, courts protect the defendant's rights in that case.
Here's Jack Riccardi talking to Congressman Henry Keller of Texas about what Queller thinks needs to be done to solve the problem at the IRS.
You know, recent days we've learned that the IRS targeted for additional scrutiny the tax exemption applications of various conservative and constitutional groups. We have the Equal Protection Clause. This would seem to be a clear violation of that, wouldn't it?
Well, it certainly looks like without getting all the information, but just on the surface on it, if they were targeting any of the Tea Party groups, whether one agrees or doesn't agree with the Tea Party groups, the IRS should not be used in any way to go after anybody, because the pendulum will swing. And what if the Republicans, you know, for the Democrats, what if the Republicans start using the IRS as a tool, as a weapon against the liberal groups? I don't think that would be something that we should use the any federal agency as a tool, no matter what the ideologies might be.
So would you agree that the real the best response to this is to curb the sort of discretionary power of the IRS rather than to just go after the middle management people who may have done this?
Well, again, I would agree that we still got to get all the facts. We're still in the process of gathering the facts. And, you know, I know the Oversight Committee and the other committees have been doing a good job at getting the facts. As you can see, it's not a Republican-only issue. Both Democrats are not happy. I'm one of those that, you know, I used to sit in the Oversight Committee. It's a very good committee to gather facts and then take action at that time. We're still in the process, but just from the surface of it, if they were using unfair practices to screen 501 groups, then I think that would certainly be a problem itself there.
Could a possible remedy to this include changing the rules for 501c3s, either making it easier to get and more transparent, or simply eliminating those exemptions?
Well, you know, keep in mind the purpose of a 501c. The 501c has a specific purpose itself. When a 501c application comes in, that should be provided the regular, what I call the same type of treatment or scrutiny that any other groups would get from this determination unit at the IRS. If we see that there is a violation,
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's finish off our talk radio review for this week. I'm Doug Steffen, number one on the countdown, Eric Holder, and what's going on at the Justice Department. Here's host Joel Riley with political strategist Leslie Sorrell. They talk about whether Attorney General Holder will be taken down by the scandal.
Is the web getting a little stickier for our Attorney General, do you think, Leslie?
I do. I think that it's clear to many people that he has lied. And I don't know that we should be surprised because we've seen this time and time again, in the past. So I think we're going to see more, hearings and investigations.
It seems that if it's clear to a lot of people and that, from what I know about this country, that lying to members of Congress under oath is a bad thing, why does this have to drag out at all?
Well, that's a great question. I think it's because, unfortunately, we've seen in the past that there isn't consequences when our leaders lie. So I think that they become bolder and more empowered. And, other people are saying that he should resign, but I think with his past defiance, we're not going to see that at all. I think that the biggest thing that would happen if that were to happen, is if he becomes a liability to the president will say, okay, we've had a lot of scandals. Someone needs to, and that's what's unusual. So many times in a crisis, you do clean house and you apologize, and then you say you're determined to find truth. And we haven't seen that with this administration.
Yeah, and I would think that attorneys nationwide would be upset by this. I mean, he is our nation's highest-ranking attorney. He's the attorney general, and if it's clear that he said one thing and then something completely different 2 weeks later. I mean, it's no wonder the lawyer jokes about, what do you call 500 lawyers at the bottom of a lake, a good start. It's why those things continue. If this is what we're going to put up with in this country, it's not going to get any better.
Well, I think that's right. And I think that we are seeing, you know, so many people think that we can't go down this road, but we are seeing attacks on free speech. And that's what makes us very unique and American. So it's very disconcerting. And I think you're going to hear a lot of people get upset. But I think that's the frustrating thing about the process is that it feels like so many Americans, there are no consequences.
Taco's Bruce Wolf with The Hill's AB Stoddard. The Hill is the inside newspaper for politicians in Washington, and they discuss whether the public's getting scandal fatigue. Is it that you just don't care about any of these scandals? How is that? If this is number one, I guess would be my question.
I sense a certain scandal fatigue settling in, like the Memorial Day weekend came, and it's like, let's move on here. Let's go get congratulated again by Chris Christie, whatever, and diminishing these various scandals that really were taking over Washington and the nation only a week or so ago.
Well, I do think that the tragedy in Oklahoma will dominate, you know, much of the discussion, and that obviously was an opportunity for President Obama to go and be the empathizer in chief, and we'll be looking at the prospects for bipartisan immigration reform, and that will be, you know, a positive story for the administration if the president continues to stay away from the Gang of Eight negotiations and just stay on the sidelines. But there will be just unrelenting focus on the various scandals and from a congressional oversight perspective, as well as the unfolding story of the implementation of Obamacare, which is really not only problematic, but also the subject of some speculation over whether or not it's ethical and legal and proper and everything else for the administration to be raising private funds in order to launch a PR campaign to make the selling of the plan and the implementation of the plan more appealing to the public. So that's number four on the scandal list in terms of what Congress is going to be looking at. Republicans are looking to defund parts of it. And it really is going to have a cumulative effect, even if it's not news every day, on the president's ability to get a grand bargain or get anything else done.
Eric Holder in the Department of Justice scandal, most talked about item this week in the world of News Talk Radio. Let's go from number 10 to number 1, shall we? Adam Levine and what he said on The Voice, number 10. The Martin Zimmerman case, number 9. Number 8, the Pakistan drone attack. Number 7, immigration reform. Number 6, Michelle Bachmann retiring. Number 5, letter to Mr. Bloomberg in New York containing ricin. Hackers in China are number 4. Syria is number 3. The IRS scandal bumped down to number 2 this week, and in place of that is Eric Holder and the Justice Department scandal. That's the way it is this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.